top of the hour. Now, the news on Access Radio 88.8 FM.
It's 8 o'clock. Welcome to Access Radio Morning News Bulletin, but first here are the headlines. Lack of sex education contributing to rising teenage pregnancy in Yei. Activists urges Yei Council to pass bylaws to address youth gangs and roaming goals. And the Central Equatoria State Governor announces new public university in Yei. And now the news in detail with me, Alex Sato. The chairperson of the South Sudan Nurses and Midwifery Association, Yei Chapter, says lack of sex education is one of the major causes of early and teenage pregnancy in the area. Speaking on Sunday during Access Radio's Our Health Civic Education program, Emmanuel Tedrege Uria said many parents are failing to educate their children about sexual health, leading to an increase of teenage pregnancies recorded in health facilities. Tedrege explained that when young people are not informed about the consequences of early sexual activity, they are more likely to engage in it, resulting in unintended pregnancies. He also cited drug abuses among minors and other contributing factors, saying substance use can increase risky behavior among young people.
What causes teenage pregnancy is one. We look at lack of sex education, where our children are not taught, where our parents neglect the fact of not telling them the bad impact of sex, having sex at the early age, how will it affect their life and so forth, and it makes it very difficult for them to know. That's why you find sometimes many of them end up conceiving at that age.
Tedrige called on parents, the government, and development partners to promote sex education in schools, families, and churches to help reduce cases of early pregnancies. A civil society leader in South Sudan's Yei River County is calling on the County Legislative Council to deliberate on the resolve to the growing problem of youth gangs in Yei Town. Modi Arcangelo, the head of the Yei Civil Society Forum, says the increasing formation of gang groups attacking each other and the local residents is posing serious insecurity threats to the community. Arcangelo says the council should prioritize passing a resolution to address the problem, noting that groups of young boys between the age of 16 and 20 frequently clash in different parts of the town.
So if the councillor is open, let them try to find out solutions and through with the community, putting the communities down and trying to find out what should be the exact solution to be handled for this issue of the gang, which is happening.
He says the situation has restricted movements, with some youths unable to cross into areas controlled by rival groups. This, he says, is affecting access to education and other essential services. Meanwhile, as the rain season begins, Arcangelo is also urging the council to introduce bylaws to control roaming goats within residential areas and the town center. Arcangelo adds that civil society organizations are ready to work closely with the Legislative Council on capacity building, advocacy, policy development, and strengthening local governance. The Yei River County Legislative Council recently resumed operations after being non-operational for more nearly 2 years since 2024. Earlier this month, the Speaker of the Council, Claudio Mila Charles, said the Council will prioritize its oversight role by addressing pressing issues affecting residents across the county's 5 payams. He says key priorities will include improving service delivery and passing bylaws that respond to community concerns. The Yei Civil Society Forum has condemned the recent wave of abduction targeting civilians and community leaders in the area. Last week, several civilians, including travelers, were abducted in Gumunu along the Yei Juba Road and in Pakula villages. The outgoing commissioner of Yei River County, Emmanuel Tabanseme, told the press that 4 civilians, including youth and deputy community chief were abducted in Gimunu and Pakula villages on Thursday and Friday. The abductees were later released. Former Commissioner Taban Seme blamed the forces of the SPLA-IO for the abductions and allegations that Access Radio could not independently verify at the time of publication. Similar abductions were also reported in Tokori and Madile villages. However, the abductees were later released last week. Reacting to the incidents, Modi Arcangelo, leader of the Yei Civil Society Forum, said the acts violates human rights and freedom of movements. Arcangelo warned that abducting civilians creates fear among community members and people returning from neighboring Uganda and the Democratic Republic of Congo. In an interview with Access Radio on Monday, Arcangelo said any act of taking someone without their consent is a crime and discourages people from moving freely. He added that such incidents threaten families returning from refugee camps and negatively affecting community lives, including children going to school.
Like what happened last time, last Thursday and Friday in Kokula and Gimunu here, it was not a nice, I think it's not a good one, which affected, I think, the road for some time. The road had to be closed and people have to stop movement along the road, which is affecting. And their school learning children were moving also on that very road, which is also not good. It distracted the learning environment for the pupils who are within those areas.
The governor of Central Equatorial State, Emmanuel Adil Anton, has announced the establishment of a new public university in Yei River County. The institution, to be known as Yei University, will be located at the former UNIMIS base about 3 kilometers west of Yei Town along Haidam Erap Street. Governor Adil says the university is intended to address the growing need for higher education opportunities in the state. Speaking during the announcement on Monday, the governor said the state government will begin the necessary coordination to ensure that students are able to enroll once preparations are completed. He noted that while the University of Juba operates as a public university under the national government, the new institution will expand access to higher education for students within Central Equatorial State.
On this day, this morning, I took a decision to establish a public university in the former UNIMIS base in Yei, called Yei University. The necessary team to start coordination so that our children start enrolling in university. Because Juba University is a public university under the national government.
Governor Adil also tasked the state advisor on education, Jacob Aligo Loladu, to strengthen education programs and promote literacy initiatives that support knowledge and development across the state. And the governor of Central Equatorial State, Emmanuel Adil Anton, has tasked the newly appointed state minister of health to develop a strong approach to address the growing health challenges affecting communities across the state. The directive comes after several humanitarian health partners operating under the International Health Pool Fund with other national NGOs suspended their health services in the state due to global funding shortages since last year. The withdrawal of these partners has left many primary health care centers across counties Payams and Bomas without services, forcing residents in some rural areas to rely on traditional remedies including herbal treatments and tree roots. The health funding crisis has particularly affected the rural communities in Tore, Lasso and Otogo Payam, as well as other areas in Lanya, Morobu, Kajukeji, Juba and Terkeka counties. Governor Adil says the worsening health stress on must be addressed urgently to ensure access to health services across all 6 counties of Central Equatorial State. Speaking during the swearing-in of a new state and county officials on Monday at the State Secretariat, Governor Adil urged the new State Minister of Health, Joyce Bakua, to fill the gaps left by the NGOs and strengthen health care services delivery in the state. Earlier this year, residents of Tore Payam told Access Radio that the deteriorating health situation has resulted in some deaths, with many persons forced to walk a long distance to Maridi County or Yei Town in search of medical care. And to end the news, here is a recap of the main stories once again. Lack of sex education contributing to rising teenage pregnancy in Yei. Activists urges Yei Council to pass bylaws to address youth gangs and roaming goals. And Central Equatoria State Governor announces new public university in Yei. For more news, log on to our website at www.radioyei.org. You can also follow us on Facebook at Access Radio 88.8 Yei. And if there is any news story you would like Access Radio to report, call or send us a WhatsApp message on +2119 275888 870. I'd been Alex Ato, and thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Informative, educative and entertaining on the all new Access FM.